Jack here. It's your Chicagoland Sports Radio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. We are here with you at Toyota Park. We are currently under a weather delay. Have yet to start tonight's match between the Chicago Red Stars and the Houston Dashes. Right as we were finishing up our pregame show was when the announcement came of the weather delay in the area. There was lightning in the area, and if you are in and around the Toyota Park area, you are probably aware of the weather that is taking place. And now as we look onto the field right now from our view here in the press box, now the rain is really starting to pick up and come out of the northwest. The initial update was to be ready by 7:30. I don't know if that's going to necessarily be the case, as when you do have a delay like this, and you can kind of hear the rain now kind of coming through our crowd mic, as it's really starting to come down here at Toyota Park. And, you know, welcome to Weather Delay Theater here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's the first one we've had to do all year. So, I mean, the fact that we've went this far without having to do one is actually not bad.
And I can tell, Ryan, that you're not very fond of silence, because it was eerily silent here at Toyota Park and nothing moved, no one moved. And immediately we said, let's do this five-minute thing, and then here comes the rain. And I must say, I'm liking the drops coming through the light. I mean, it looks kind of... It's nice theater, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, now coming from a guy who's from Jamaica, I'm gonna. You said this to me while we were off the air that you enjoy this weather more than a Chicago snowstorm.
I do, actually. I do. I mean, I get used to the rain. You know, I could live with this. Well, and the weather is still nice. I mean, the temperature is still livable.
Yeah, the temperature's starting to cool off here, because, I mean, if you've been around the Chicago area, the weather, it's been hot and sticky.
Yep.
As of late, and
yep.
I know you're kind of, you know, used to that.
Yeah.
Some of us here, we're used to it. We just don't like it in general. Now, before we, you know, we talked about in the pregame show the Red Stars and the Houston Dash and what we want to see from the matchup from them if we are to get this game underway here tonight, which I think we are going to. It just might not happen right away, as now the rain is now starting to come into the press box a little bit. Might have to close our gate just a little bit here and kind of shield the rain off a little bit, but we do want to get some air up in here. Nevertheless, though, we talked about this in the pregame show just a little bit, and how, you know, we talked about Alyssa Nahir, Julie Johnston, and Kristen Press, who are all going to be, or I shouldn't say they're going to be, they already are with the women's national team. As they had their final tune-up game against Costa Rica. They had a 4-0 victory in that one. Kristen Press got the fourth goal in that game in the second half. And the women's national team is looking to be the first team ever to repeat as not only just back-to-back Olympic gold medalists, mm-hmm. but also to be the first team ever that won a World Cup the year before, mm-hmm. and then try to go for gold the following year.
Right. And it is very doable. It is very possible, because the United States has, over the past couple of tournaments, put out a very dominant team that has been able to get by the likes of the Brazils and the Germanys and even the Canadas that have posed a threat, the Japans and all these teams. We see where these teams, they come up and in preliminary round of play, even up to the final four play, they're very dominant. And then, you know, the USA just kind of steamroll them in the final. So it's very possible that the USA will create history come next month.
Yeah, it is very possible. And one of the things that I noticed this earlier today when I was getting ready for our broadcast here tonight, internationally overall, and as it's been very well documented, you know, the NWSL, the National Women's Soccer League, you know, a very good portion of their players come from the NWSL. It's, you know, it's the top premier league for women's soccer in the United States. And if you don't look at it just from a U.S. perspective, if you look at it from an international standpoint, a combined total of 38 total players from the NWSL from all different teams are going to Rio for the Summer Games next month, along with a few call-ups as well. And you know, we see the NWSL still continuing to grow and, you know, help with development and everything like that. And, you know, a statement like that for the NWSL with having almost 40 of their players head to a respective national team, that's something pretty special.
It is, and it's kind of interesting that for the men's game, you wouldn't necessarily look to the United States if you're speaking professionally. But then the women's game is a total opposite, where a lot of the players, like you said, from other countries who want to play soccer professionally, they come to the U.S. because this is where the professional game is, actually, despite the talent that might be available elsewhere in other countries. Because I think in the U.S. you have a better concentration of professional players from one nation that you can actually have a league that plays at the level that the NWSL is.
Yeah, the NWSL is, I mean, if you look at it from, you know, on an international soccer league standpoint, whether it's the men's or the women's, this is one of, you know, the premier competitive soccer leagues in the world.
It is. But especially for women.
If not the most competitive.
If you're speaking about for women, this is it. This is the World League. Because especially, you speak in the United States, you, when it comes on to being very professional in the organization of sports, this is the mecca. And it would be easy to see a professional league blossoming in the United States for the women's game, while other countries might be filled with talent. They're not able to put it together as much as the United States can. And thus, to totally agree with your argument, yes, this is the premier league in the world.
There is a, I'm looking at this on Twitter right now. The Houston Dash and Chicago Red Stars are having a little fun on Twitter in this weather delay that we are in right now. The Houston Dash want to know if anybody has any sets of Cards Against Humanity that the team can borrow. The Red Stars said that they can make some up as they go. I don't have any up here in the booth. We don't have any up here in the booth with us, but so there's that. So if people are, you know, you're going to have fun on Twitter as well. And if you are just tuning in and we're expecting Red Stars and Houston Dash soccer here at Toyota Park tonight, you're not going to necessarily get that right away, as we've been under a weather delay here since about 6:50 this evening, Chicago time. For the better part of this weather delay that we've been under so far, the rain really hasn't taken effect until about 5 minutes ago, and all of a sudden it was a monsoon of rain that has now engulfed Toyota Park right now.
Well, I think there's something about you, Ryan, because before, just as you were about to give the starting lineups, then came the announcement of the delay. And just as you came up with the bright idea of doing this little theater here, then came the rain. I wonder what's next.
You know, it would only be scary as to know what's next. But, yes, we still are under a weather delay here at Toyota Park. This impending storms have now officially hit Toyota Park, as if it didn't before. We would hope to have an update within the next few minutes, as the initial minimum delay would be 30 minutes. So that took place at about 6:50 local time here in Chicago. No update as of yet as to any cancellation of the match or the continuation of a delay. I would think as of right now the delay will still continue. Obviously, I don't think that anybody's considering postponing this match as of right now. It's only 7:33 local time here in Chicago, so there is still plenty of time for the storm to pass by, and then we can get tonight's match underway. If you had any plans tonight, yeah, you might want to cancel them, because we are going to be here for a while. And since we do still have a few more minutes before we'll take our break from our weather delay theater, Courtney, you've been a big part of our broadcast for the Red Stars as of late. And we've seen so many competitive matches between the Red Stars, and we've also watched a lot of NWSL action so far. Is there a clear favorite right now in the league?
If there is one? I think, Ryan,
because we talked about the competitiveness in the pregame show.
Right. If you look at the standings, I think the standings are pretty true to what has happened in the league so far. I mean, the Portland Thorns have actually been a thorn in the side of other teams. They're a good-looking team. And, you know, a team that I think is definitely a real threat to other teams in terms of winning the league. The Washington Spirit, they're second, so they're there or thereabouts. I like the Western New York Flash. I like the Portland Thorns. Of course, it goes without saying that I would love to see the Chicago Red Stars go back to where they were when we were last year, which is at the top of the league, and sit there and ultimately challenge for the title and winning the title.
Yeah, and we've seen all of the top three teams in the NWSL come here to Toyota Park. The Red Stars defeated the Western New York Flash in a tight 2-1 game, and then they
which was a good game.
I think one of the most back and forth games that we've seen. I'll see that it went all the way to the end.
Right, the ebb and flow of that game kept it very, very interesting, and I did enjoy that game actually.
So we just got word from our guy Scott Kozak here just a few minutes ago that we got the thumbs up. Mm-hmm. So we are going to continue play here tonight. We will lift up our gate. Now the rain is starting to subset a little bit. And the clouds and skies are starting to clear up a bit more, so we are still under a weather delay as of now, but we would like to expect that we are going to start probably within the next, I'd say, 15, 20 minutes, as they'll probably wait to see if the rain will let up as well.
Well, I'm not sure that the rain is so much a problem, no, as it is the lightning, but we're not seeing much lightning at this point in time, so I guess pretty much the first break we'll see in the rain, we'll have a game on.
Yeah, so we'll take a short timeout, and when we come back, which would probably be in a few minutes or so, we'll give another update to the weather delay that we are in right now. But we got the thumbs up. We are still going to have NWSL soccer here tonight at Toyota Park. We just aren't necessarily sure when, but we would like to think that with the storm here starting to let up a little bit, we are going to have some action between the Houston Dash and your Chicago Red Stars happen here very soon. Thanks so much for tuning in to a Weather Delay Theater as a part of the Chicago Red Stars broadcast here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Stay with us.